This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1269, Turkey Talk, five elements that make a typical American Thanksgiving. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, you'll find out what turkey pants are and what Americans do on a typical Thanksgiving. Listen in today. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey, Jessica, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving because that means it's the beginning of the Christmas season for me.
Oh, it's all about Christmas for you. Interesting. Well, I have just the opposite perspective for me. It's like if I could just take Thanksgiving and run with that, yeah, and eliminate like Halloween and maybe Christmas, I'd be good.
Maybe have like three Thanksgivings a year.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be great.
Exactly. I'm excited to be on today, guys. Today is Thanksgiving Thursday, right? Thanksgiving always falls, I believe, on the third Thursday of November. So, Jessica, yes, what are we talking about today for our listeners?
So, guys, we are going to tell you the five elements of a typical American Thanksgiving.
Yes, love it. This is great. So we were just laughing when we were reflecting and planning this episode today, right? Because there are some commonalities that most people have in their household on Thanksgiving Day, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. And some of them, like, some of them we will make fun of, right?
Definitely.
And these, it's a stereotype, but to every stereotype, it begins with a grain of truth. And I think a lot of the stuff that we're going to talk about today does happen, like, in every household on Thanksgiving. But I think just, like, we are going to make fun of some stuff for sure. But I love the overall, like, the most important thing about Thanksgiving is that you're spending a relaxed day with family and friends, and it's all about food and relaxing.
Oh,
like, and you kind of make that what you will. Like, these days, a lot of people aren't near their families anymore. So Thanksgiving does become this, like, excuse to gather together, like, random friends, you know, and just have a potluck and eat lots of food and just do nothing.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great. And so this could also be great for you guys, our listeners. If you guys, maybe you are living in the U.S. and you've been invited to someone's Thanksgiving dinner, maybe some friends are having a Friendsgiving, right? That also happens, as you just mentioned, Jessica. Or maybe you're invited to someone's family Thanksgiving dinner. So you will be ready. You will know what to expect. And you'll probably smile and think of All Ears English when you experience these things. So, Jessica, what would be the first thing we can expect to see at a typical Thanksgiving dinner?
So in the morning, guys, people start cooking super early because that enormous bird, that turkey, like, it takes all day to cook. And it's like a constant sort of battle, too. I remember, so my mom would always cook Thanksgiving dinner, of course. And so she would always, no matter how many people were coming, it could be three people, it could be 10 people, she would always buy the biggest turkey she possibly could. And just because she cooks a lot, she's always cooked a lot.
Oh, that's
and so
cool.
It does take all day, guys. And so the turkey has to be like prepared in the morning and all the stuffing has to be put inside the bird. You have to take out the gizzards, right?
Yeah.
Like the innards or whatever, because those are going to be part of the gravy later. And it's like all this very specific sort of like steps to making this turkey. So if you're not a cook, you get to sleep in and you wake up to the beginning smells of this like gorgeous roasting fowl in the oven.
Yeah, fowl. I love that. That is a bonus word for today. Fowl means bird, right? Any kind of bird. Yeah, I love it. I love it. Yeah, it's true. I had the same experience as a kid. I just have this clear memory of waking up on Thanksgiving Thursday around like 7 a.m., 8 a.m., and you just smell that turkey smell permeating throughout the entire house. It's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. It's so lovely. And, you know, the thought just occurred to me about the time of year and why it's so nice to get to sleep in at that, like, on a Thursday for a kid, because, like, you've already been through a lot of tough stuff at school, right? School is, like, ratcheted up and first semester's almost over or whatever. You're probably starting to talk about exams or, you know, projects and stuff like that. So getting a day off school is super special, and it's already getting cold outside, and so you're all like snuggled and it's easier to sleep in. So it's like a very special time of year also.
That's a good point. It just wouldn't be the same if it were like sweltering hot outside and you've got turkey cooking in the stove. It just wouldn't be the same.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the same. I mean, I don't know, maybe some parts of our country, maybe Florida, but still it's at least probably 50 or 40 degrees everywhere in the US, I would guess.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think it's so funny that turkey is such a core piece of Thanksgiving, but honestly, most people don't even like it that much in my experience. Do
really?
You like turkey? Like the
I
actual
love turkey.
Turkey? You do. Okay, then your mom must have been really good at cooking it, because usually turkey in my experience is a little dry, and
oh,
it's
really?
Definitely more about the sides that I love.
Okay, so that's why I'm saying, like, it's an all-day thing, cooking a good turkey. Like, I remember my mom, every hour on the hour or whatever, she would have to go and, like, baste the turkey. So basting is when you have, a big suction thingy, and you suck up the juices and the butter from the roasting pan, and you squirt it over the top of the turkey. And you have to do that, like, every hour throughout the day so it's not dry. It's a big undertaking.
It's a very high. I know we tried having a Friendsgiving in Boston a few years ago and we messed up the turkey. I mean, this is the kind of thing that I guess especially if you're a mom or a dad, like fathers can cook turkeys too, right? For sure. But my mom always cooked the turkey. But you get better as you get older, I guess. We learn this with age.
I've never cooked a turkey.
Yeah, I mean, it's not easy, right? So that's the big challenge of Thanksgiving Day. But for me, Jessica, it's all about the sides. So what is number two? Like, what is the second core element that we are going to see at an American Thanksgiving?
Yes. So around lunchtime, you'll probably start preparing the sides, because Thanksgiving dinner doesn't happen at dinner time.
Right,
it usually happens at like 2 or 3 in the afternoon, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
So like a couple hours before that, you'll start preparing the sides.
Yeah.
So the stereotypical sides would be the stuffing, which is cooking in the turkey from the morning, like pieces of bread and celery and onion, whatever you put in there. And it's cooked inside the bird, which is cool. And then we always have mashed potatoes and then gravy. And then everybody has their own gravy recipes, right? Cranberry sauce, sweet potatoes, yams, corn. And then, of course, the desserts. Pumpkin pie.
Ooh. And don't forget, one thing I always loved was banana bread or cornbread. That is also
a
really
good one. That.
Oh. Oh, yeah. We had banana bread too. So, yeah, there's so much good stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
So, for me, it's like I'll load up my plate with all of those sides and have a tiny piece of turkey.
I have, like, I think also because I'm diabetic, so I always have to have, like, a lot of protein on my plate, right?
Okay.
So, but I would eat the same anyway, I think. Mm-hmm. I would have a lot of turkey and then lots of mashed potatoes and stuffing, not a lot of vegetables. And then just douse everything, drown it all in gravy. And yeah. I love combining all the bites. So like on one bite, I'll have some turkey, some stuffing, and some potatoes.
Yeah, that's awesome. And this is really personal too, right? Different families have different totally. Traditions of other things they like to make. Like my mom used to like to make turnips because she grew up eating turnips all the time. So that was part of one of the sides that was very traditional in my house growing up. So this is also like very much, very personal to the individual family too. So this can be varied for sure. Yeah,
for sure. I mean, it goes back to this idea of it being such an important family holiday. I remember growing up, my mom had this grinding machine, this really mm-hmm. like antique grinding machine that she'd inherited from her mom, who had okay. inherited it from her mom. Whoa. And that's how we used to make the cranberry sauce. We would get cranberries and grind them. And it was like really hard because it's just like all like muscle grinding all of this stuff. But it was like a really special part of the afternoon was to use this super old machine That's to make cool. this dish. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's often an element of tradition that goes back different generations, back yeah. to previous generations. That's, I think that's really core to Thanksgiving and what it means.
For
it's
sure.
kind of remembering your history as a family and you know, what people have done before. Yeah. That's interesting.
For sure.
Hey, I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh. Can I use it with my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness. From my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
Yeah. So the third element, right? Not everybody mm-hmm. is cooking. Mm-hmm. And even people cooking aren't doing it all day. So what are people doing the rest of the time?
Yeah. So before eating usually before eating, people are doing football. I mean, football.
doing right? football.
So this is the funny thing about, you know, I feel like football and Thanksgiving kind of go hand in
totally.
Hand, right? They really do. So, you know, more often than not, football will be on the TV and there'll be some big game happening. I don't know. The bigger teams are playing. Yeah, yeah.
I think mm-hmm. there's like special game, like the Rose Bowl or the whatever yeah. like bowl game. Yeah. But also the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade happens.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. That yeah. is so huge. Yeah,
I just now remember that.
Right. So usually like that starts around 9 a.m. or 8 a.m. and then football is more in the afternoon typically.
Yeah.
I love that.
Totally. So the Thanksgiving Day Parade, there's always like enormous like floats and balloons. And it's like mm-hmm. it's a huge, huge thing, you guys, that happen. It's in New York, right?
Yeah, it's in New York.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So it happens in New York, but it's on TV like in the whole country.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's absolutely freezing and sometimes it's yeah. not so bad. It just depends on the year. It's really a shoulder season there, end of Thanksgiving. And then people will also be kind of snacking on, maybe starting the first glass of wine, for example, or snacking on things, you know.
I think we didn't mention that in the side dishes, but wine.
Wine
is
of course.
Important on Thanksgiving. And like you just said, Lindsay, when people start drinking that, it could be any time.
It's also a very personal choice.
It totally.
Depends. Yeah, no, that's so true. That's so true. Okay. And then, of course, we go to what do we call the feast, right? We go, we turn off football and we sit down. And when does that yes. usually happen? We said around what time?
Like around 2 or 3 in the afternoon. Yeah. And depending on when people have started drinking wine, this yeah. could be an interesting interaction, you guys. I think another stereotypical element of any time families get together and there's maybe too much time spent together and not enough to do,
yeah.
there might be some drama happening over the meal.
Oh, for sure. I mean, especially as, you know, adult siblings become adult siblings. Become yeah. adults, and maybe there's argument over what to do with your parents as they get older, or
sure,
who knows, someone's will, like it could get pretty heavy, right? There could be in-laws there, or you know, husbands and wives of the siblings that don't get along, all sorts of things.
Totally.
can come
I
up.
Mean, like there's always some black sheep that other people don't like,
yeah,
like
yeah.
oh, I can't believe she brought her boyfriend, remember what he did last year, and then like there's yeah, like who knows,
yeah, and this is also, you know, this is portrayed in movies too, right, guys? Yeah. So you're going to know. You'll see this in the movies. That's why I kind of smile when we talk about this, because it feels like home, right? Not just because it's been my experience, but it's been the experience of our media culture, right? Movies and TV shows, you see it everywhere.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Oh, my gosh. Well, the movie would be boring if everybody got along.
Oh, for sure.
Sure. And so before, like, we were recording and we were brainstorming this episode, you mentioned a phrase that made me laugh a lot. Turkey pants.
Well, this is what follows. You know, so as we just said, we have our feast and our family drama, if there is that, right? And then we move on to the fifth element, guys, of what makes a traditional American Thanksgiving, which is turkey pants. Now, I was so surprised that you didn't know this term. I thought you would.
Oh, it's so funny. It's one of those phrases that's really fun to say. Just like turkey pants. If like that's something like instead of swearing, like instead of saying a bad word, that's something I would call someone. Like, oh, stop being a turkey pants.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. I mean, so in case you guys aren't catching on to what this means, basically, you know, by the time we finish feasting right at the dinner table, it's time to all of a sudden we step away from the table and we have a brick in our stomachs, right? Because we have overeaten. I mean, that's what you do at Thanksgiving, is you eat too much. It's just the way it is. So you have to put on pants that are going to stretch. So turkey pants are really sweatpants that have a stretch waistband.
So funny. But yeah, oh my gosh, you have like, I feel like Thanksgiving is, it's like people have like a buffet mentality. Like they have to eat as much as possible to make it worthwhile. Like it's a qualification. And if you don't have second and third helpings, right? Like second and third plates of food, then whoever cooked the meal is going to be like, what's wrong? You don't like it? What? Mm-hmm. Is the turkey dry? Come on, have some more. And like, so you really do just like have to just keep eating until you're full to the brim. Like you literally cannot eat another bite.
Exactly. And I love it. And conveniently, what goes along with turkey pants and turkey is tryptophan, right? Which is that drug that we find in turkey, which has been proved to make people sleepy. Yes. Right. And I also think that might be why we do dinner at 2 or 3 in the afternoon, is that we don't do much after the dinner, right? I mean, we basically just nap. I mean, is that what you do? Your family does? Just
I feel like people just sort of like lay around on the couch and some people fall asleep.
Yeah.
And then you have like this groggy waking up period in the evening.
Yeah.
Right. Because you don't just like go to sleep at like 5 and then not wake up until the next morning. So you'll probably wake up around, you know, like, I don't know, 6 or 7 maybe. And what would happen then? I guess people probably start drinking again.
Yeah.
Maybe if they're healthy, they go for a walk.
Yeah. I mean, I would think things like taking a walk, although it could be like bitingly cold. I know it has been historically in New Hampshire for Thanksgiving, or maybe something like family games, like board games. You might all get together, play some board games or watch a movie. We used to have the tradition of watching Home Alone because it was always on TV on Thanksgiving. So that kicks off doing something that kind of kicks off the holiday season. That would be the time to do it. Right?
Totally. Like watching a Christmas movie at night. Yeah.
And then of course you've got leftovers. So you'll find people getting up. If you have family staying at your home, you may find people getting up at midnight for a midnight snack of like a turkey sandwich, right?
Oh my gosh,
there's
going to
be tons
sandwiches.
Of leftovers. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's true. I think that's what does happen in the evening. Like, no matter how much I eat, I'm always going to be hungry again, like a few hours later, because I eat a lot. So yeah, I'll like fix myself another plate of food. Like,
I love it. So guys, this is what a typical American Thanksgiving looks like. And as you're listening to this episode on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, we are in one of these stages.
I know. I wonder where we'll be at.
Maybe we'll do some Instagram updates, Jessica, to share our experience.
Oh, that's
Who knows?
Okay, I'm going to write it down.
Yeah, okay. Maybe if you guys get lucky. I mean, we don't work on Thanksgiving Day, so if you get lucky, you might see us on Instagram. We'll see. But guys, go over to our Instagram channel and make sure you join so you can enjoy these moments with us. We can share these with you. There's been some good bonus vocab that has come out of today's episode. Jessica.
Oh my gosh. Such great vocab today, you guys. Like foul. Like,
oh my gosh.
Such interesting words today. Oh my gosh. If you're not on the app, that is the place to get these interesting words and save them to your your personal power vocab list.
Yes, absolutely.
So if you have an iOS device, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Get on the app. Start building that personal power vocab list.
Yep, exactly. And that is also the only place where you can get real-time transcripts, right? You can watch the transcript progress down the screen as you're listening to our show.
So amazing.
Awesome. Now I'm actually really excited for Thanksgiving, Jessica.
Me too.
All right. It's been great hanging out and reflecting here. I'll see you back on the show next week.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, take
Happy
care.
Thanksgiving.
Bye. You too. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.